You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Working, I'm working till my hands can't feel my own face anymore. Working, I'm working till my hands can't feel my own face anymore.
Fucking fans showing me now what to do. Jail life and hell life. Up off the bell, God be ricocheting life. Ooh, been working ever since. They tell me I should write a book about me. What's the difference? Spit a fucking hot tea. Sequels for the God tea. Tea, but nothing changed since they beat me from my pocket. Hard features. Now the cuzzy wanna beat or a feature. I feel bad cuz it's path full of cracks. And ask the homie, I done cry for these people. If I had the chance, I'd switch lives for these people. Ride for these people, that's for certain you can trust. I'll be working through the hurt and I'll be working till I'm dust sand.
Working, I'm working till my hands can't feel my own face anymore. I'm working them when old shit surfaces I can't ignore. No more, no more. No more, no more. No more, no more.
When he comes to the army, I was working. When she got it out, I was working. When he got the lady, I was working. I'm missing more, but I'm working. Bros, working and working some more. Do it for those who are gone. Do it for those who are here. Do it for those who are lost.
Right now I'm trying to find a time where I can sit it down and be. With my laptop that it all be too. That's just how I think. Money been low like my eyelids. I ain't talking, smoking out the pipe. Just crying till the night ends. Trusting on my brothers that they'll carry on my legacy. Nearly fucking did it, but the love of God won't let me leave. Working, I'm working, I got some purses to fill up. These the days we was out there fucking lurking where you live up. Work for the money, just to put it in the work. Just to put it in the money. I'ma try to flip the curse. Take a breather from the money. Never this long or tight. Sick of reaping what I sow. I need to go before the reaper coming.
Working, I'm working till my hands can't feel my own face anymore. Working, I'm working till my hands can't feel my own face anymore. It ain't no more. No more, no more. No more, no more.
Working, I'm working till my hands can't feel my own face anymore. Working, I'm working, and when old shit surfaces, I can't ignore. No more, no more. No more, no more. No more, no more.
That was Damarat, Mahi featuring Troy Kingi. And we've got Damarat in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
How are you going?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. It's awesome to have you back up here. Last time we spoke to you was when Wilkins came out. And that was a hot minute ago
now. Yeah, that was, I think, was it December?
Yeah, yeah.
Far out.
How's it been between now and then?
A lot has gone down.
A lot has gone down.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, it's been pretty chaotic, yeah, so far. And I've just been at home and it's been chaotic out there. It's been safe at home.
It has been. Hey, this is really cool to be able to chat to you because you're playing Fancy New Band on Friday, which is going to be heaps of fun. We've got Crap Date, Deb 5000, Elegant World, Fable and Rip Ship. Are you looking forward to it?
Hell yeah, I'm so excited. It's like probably my first gig that's really sort of multi-genre.
Awesome.
Sort of thing. Everything else is just rap, but R&B maybe, rap.
Nothing wrong with that, but I think that's what's nice about Fancy New Band is you get a little bit of everything.
These are gigs I want to play.
And your mate Fable is also playing. You're looking forward to seeing that?
Yeah, I haven't seen him in a minute.
I think that's what's going to be so exciting about Friday is you get to do that thing where you go to a gig and you see all the people that you just see when you're at the pub or whatever, but you also get to see live music, which is still so like such a novelty at the moment to be able to rock up to a gig and be like, oh yeah, love this, it's fun.
One that I'm actually allowed in too. Last week I went to, you know, in Dirties and got told it was 9 p.m.
Sold out so fast that gig. People are just really ready to go and see music at the moment, which is awesome.
Come early.
Definitely come early. You don't want to be turned away at the door because you slept in or something.
Slept in,
you know. Do you not have a little nap before you go out?
Yeah, power nap.
Yeah, power nap.
Disco nap.
I'll be grumpy all night if I do.
Hey, so when Wilkins came out, you had a whole bunch of awesome people featured on this and you did some gigs to sort of celebrate it. How did it feel kind of like bringing that record that you'd labored over for ages, kind of in your bedroom? How did that feel like bringing it out to people and seeing how people were responding to it?
It was awesome. There was a lot of people that were like really relating to the sort of message in it, like the real dark themes and stuff. And I don't know, it was cool them saying, just letting me know like, wow, you look a lot better now. I was like, yeah, that's pretty old stuff because, you know, I made it way before I released it. Having released it, they're like, wow, I see an improvement. Like, you're not talking like this anymore. Real morbid speaking.
That's a nice thing, actually, because sometimes music can be that little time capsule of, like, a moment. Yeah,
it's good. It's good, now to go back and listen, like, whew, I got out of that.
We've come some way. Have you been writing at all over lockdown? It's been a weird time. Some people have found it really creatively inspiring. Other people have been like, I am just going to watch Netflix and not think about it. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I've definitely been writing. I've pretty much finished one project. Just nearing finishing on another one.
Awesome.
Sort of gearing up to release them starting next year, just because this year's
a write-off.
Yeah, and we've been
just gonna ride it out.
Yeah, and my group VSB, we've been doing a lot of music. We're planning on releasing our group album, mixtape, whatever you call them nowadays. Probably towards the end of this year.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, so that'll be all just upbeat, crazy music, I guess.
Yeah. So who else is in that crew with you?
You got me, Whore Beats, who's a prominent feature on Wilkins, Almac, Skelly, Kims, Lidge. I know we've got Dead Forest on the tape.
Awesome.
Who's, you know, he's always just coming over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about any other features on there, but that's the group.
Yeah. Mean. That's a good little gang. And were you guys kind of like in touch over lockdown? Were you kind of like touching base with each other and seeing how you're going?
Yeah, me and Kimmy hit up the nightclubs on GTA 5 all the time. We're doing the dances on there.
As good as you can get to actually going out.
Pretty much. That was the best you could get. I think we got an experience not many others could get.
Nice. I thought you said you were meeting up with your mates on Overcooked.
What's Overcooked 2? That was something I said off air. That was. Yeah.
I don't see why off air conversations should always have to be off air. But yeah, it's kind of awesome. There are loads of ways that people have been linking up. What kind of tracks were you listening to? Were you listening to much music over lockdown?
Yeah, a lot actually. I was sort of diving deep into discographies. I did the whole Beatles. I did,
nice.
Like,
nice.
All the members as well. I did.
Oh, if there was ever a time to do that, yeah.
Yeah,
oh.
I did. Yeah, because I'd never really done it, and that was a time I sort of weirdly studied and just kept playing D'Angelo
nice.
A lot and yeah. watching all his live performances. Jay-Z,
yeah,
as well. Yeah, I don't know. I played a lot of albums that I'd never really mm-hmm. gone to before, and movies, sort of same thing. Like, yeah, I haven't seen yeah. that. I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Let me hear it from start to finish. And
yeah.
That was basically my music thing. Yeah. Yeah, I was just studying people.
So the next tape is going to be like a Ringo Starr D'Angelo crossover kind of a vibe. Is that what we're expecting?
I don't know. The first one, because I'm planning on releasing two, and they're completely different. The first one is just... I have no idea. It's basically influenced from drugs and just being weird. it's really insane. I'm not expecting critical acclaim from the first one.
Sometimes you just got to get it out. Eh?
Yeah. You can tell, oh, he's just trying new things.
What's the other one going to be like? Still
this
working
one,
on it.
This one's like the real stuff. This is like, yeah, like I spent ages trying to write one verse for this one, like, just real proper music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is the best stuff I've probably ever made so far.
Awesome. Ooh. That's really exciting.
Yeah, and it's all produced by me, both of them.
Cool.
So, I mean, hopefully that's a good thing.
Yeah, that's a great thing. That's a really great thing. And what can people expect from your set on Friday at Fancy New Band?
A bunch of Wilkins stuff. I've got an unreleased thing that I did. It's a... It's called Arms Down. It's about the whole Arms Down thing.
Awesome.
I figured because my project's coming up next year, by that time this whole Arms Down thing might be kind of... Because it got canned last week, but then this week they're kind of...
There's all this conversation. Yeah.
So I think now is probably the best time to just let it out.
Even
if I don't put the song out, like...
It's good to get that conversation going, eh? Yeah.
Yeah. And, awesome. Yeah, just my typical... biggest songs.
Well, yeah. We're going to be really looking forward to it. Dime Rat, it's been awesome to have you in the studio as per, and looking forward to Friday Heaps, Fancy New Band.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It's totally free, guys, so you'd be fools not to come, but if you can't come, we will be streaming it all live on the radio and also via the magic of the internet too. So if you have to work or you're babysitting or something like that, you can, you know.
Or you can't make it in.
You can't make it, or you can't get it in. Yeah. You're waiting in the queue out
pull
in the...
Pull it up on your phone in the arcade.
Everyone listen to it in the arcade. Hey, we're going to play Choking Up now, and we'll see you on Friday.
Yep.
Looking forward to it.
I get choking up big, but don't get upset when I talk, I might feel.
Before the replaceable fan, ain't that I've been on my Willie chair before the face test came back. Feeling like I'm human, to me's great. Why they hate that? Guess that you don't know the type of power your mistakes at. Kicked it with depression, had it off with my anxiety. Give myself a hiding when I'm learned, I've been hiding me. I could give a fuck about that other stuff you brag about. Appreciate what I got, cause no one out there handing out for me.
I get choking up big, but don't get upset when I talk, I might feel. If it's not me, boy, I got anxiety, but now I'm sipping coffee.
come around, think you can off me. Run the town like a robbery. Throw the towel, we ain't boxing. If you down, then I'm coughing. Heating up where I'm gon' be. Get dropped like gang mentions. Hey, don't play with it. They up in my face, switching opinions like fake victims. Look, I don't wanna hear it too much. Fast shit the job like my fucking parents. I'ma say that shit loud as if someone ain't cheering. Better get up like my Uncle Bob said. Make effort, take time, shut the fuck up and take the exit. Hit your destination, kick it, think it, then relay your message.
I get
bitch.
Choking up big, but don't get upset when I talk, I might feel. I've been wrong, I've been wrong. Won't be long, won't be long. I get choking up big, but don't get upset when I talk, I might feel.
This is Darmarat with Choking Up, and you can catch Darmarat on Friday for free. That is going to be such a mean gig. It is our fancy new band showcase back, and I would say better than ever, purely because everybody is absolutely fiending to get out to gigs at the moment. You can also catch Crap Date, beautiful, wonderful, synthy goodness. Deb 5000, which is like the punkiest punks in Auckland. You got Elegant World, who are just sort of wonderful and jazzy and magical and like the Tom Tom Club and fantastic. Fable, some more fantastic beats as well. And Ripship, who will be tearing it up alongside.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.